Welcome back to St. Mike's Basketball on Any10 Now. Jamie Scavato joining us now. Eric Eaton here off a 68-66 loss. St. Mike's losing to St. Rose tonight. Coach, your initial reaction to sort of the finale of that game? It was a wild one, sort of start to finish. But where are you at in terms of just sort of just coming off the finish of that?
You know, I've been preaching to my guys about battling and preaching to my guys about competing and playing hard and really wanting to win, and they did. They did what I asked them to do tonight, and the hardest part about coaching sometimes is you try to get some belief out of them, and they do what you ask them to do, and you don't see the result. So we're gonna have our resolve tested now going into playing at Stonehill this weekend to see if they're going to keep believing and keep going after it and keep competing like that, because I do believe that if we keep doing it, that good things are going to come from it. So we just got to keep getting after it and keep working.
And with that being said, as you do move forward here, obviously it's a team that's got a lot of fight, and they're – they're capable of rallying here, but you're getting healthier too as you're moving forward here. Looks like I think you got Walker Story maybe coming back this weekend, or maybe down the line, at least in the future, getting a couple more bodies in there. How much is that going to contribute to things, is having that sort of deeper rotation?
Well, it's huge. I mean, we haven't been able to practice with 10 guys in about 2.5 weeks, so it makes it more difficult when you can only do certain things certain ways. But, you know, that's part of the game, and everybody deals with that throughout a season. So we'll be happy to get Walker back, and we'll get Aiden Kiefer back soon too. And you know, we just got to keep plugging. So once we get those guys back, it's certainly going to help getting some other guys rest.
And talk about maybe some of the individual performances tonight. So, I mean, I know Jordan Guzman didn't get that last shot to fall, but it seemed like when you needed a big play, he was there. Same thing with Kasai Brown coming up with a good game tonight. Eli DeGrande playing well as well. So talk a little about those guys and their performances.
Those are our three guys that we need to do a lot for us. I mean, Eli's coming along. I think he's starting to learn what I want from him and how I'm coaching him, and he's responding to it, which I love. And Kasai and Jordan are tough. I mean, they know they're talented players, and they can really score the ball. And, you know, Tom Jackson's doing a really good job for us handling the ball and putting a lot of pressure on him, because he's handling it for close to 40 minutes every night. So I'm proud of those guys, and like I said, we just got to get back and keep pushing.
And just real quick before we get you out of here, what are you expecting to kind of see as you head out to Stonehill this weekend?
You know what? They're a well-coached team. They're good. You know, I don't pay much attention to where people get voted and all that other stuff. It doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot. They're a big, strong, athletic team. They're well coached, and they can get a lot of guys that can shoot the basketball. So we got our work cut out for us. It's going to be like that every night in our league, no matter who we're playing and where the game is.
Any10 is definitely not an easy league, that's for sure. Coach, it's great to meet you for the first time.
Absolutely.
Here. I know it's like, hey, we're throwing the headset, and here
right,
we go.
Right.
But obviously we'll talk to you a few more times over the course of the season here. Tough loss tonight, but definitely an entertaining game to watch. And, you know, your guys came to play. They certainly did. So good luck this weekend.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.